Meeting is now being recorded.
Hi everyone, welcome to NCC Members Call. Good to see you here. Maren, please start officially the meeting.
Thank you very much, Renata. Just a few housekeeping rules before we start, please. If you have your mic on, please turn it off so we don't have interference. So if you're not speaking, please turn off your microphone. Thank you very much. Good morning, good afternoon, good evening. This is the NCC Members Call on Monday, 16th of July, 2018. On the call today, we have Elsa Zahari, Gustavo Paiva, Ina Safait, Ayana Stiport-Karu, James Kikau, John Katambi, Montreso Ponam, Renata Aquino-Ribeiro, Sean McLaughlin, Shahul Hamid, Kato Mfikwe, Yazid Afo, Zhao Hang. And from staff, we have myself, Maryam Bakoshi. I would like to remind all participants to click your name before speaking for transcription purposes. And please turn off your microphones when you're not speaking. Thank you very much, and over to you, Renata.
Thank you, Maryam, and welcome, everyone. So this is one of our periodical NCC members talk, where we bring you updates on what NCC leadership team has been working on and help prepare our next steps. So NCC leadership team had an NCC call today to discuss some of the points we talked about in I-62, such as the Policy Committee of NCC. The Policy Committee of NCC is a new implementation of the bylaws, and it already will be formed by our NCC members in GNSO Council and on PCNCSG. It can hold up to 10 members, so currently we would have two new appointments to make. In consultation with the CNCSG and NCSG chair, it was decided that the PC and CC appointments would not be made now. Firstly, a basic set of guidelines or procedures for the Policy Committee of NCC would be offered collectively by so that's for the first point on our agenda. We do have some other points there that I will mostly pre-flow some reflections on and also ask you questions about it. So we had a conversation today also with NCC Chair, but the plan is to have a regular updates from our reps that NCC is on the call. So we'll plan to do that in our upcoming meeting. I'll ask those who have a microphone open to please mute it, so we don't have interference in the call. We had some updates from our EC from Item 62. We have a report from GMA that you can comment on. And further updates will be made by our EC. This is the link to the report.
Yeah, sure.
And I'm adding the link also to our notes. And so you can comment on it for a week or so. We also have upcoming elections. Our timeline for elections to be publicized in August, by the end of August, the last week of August. So that's when the leadership of NTC will be renewed. And we will still have some proposals for NTC capacity building program, which is the NTC Buddy Pilot Program, Buddy Mentor Pilot Program, which we started in February. And so it's now coming to 6 months of the first edition, and we'll launch the new edition with some changes. Basically, and that's what I want to know from all of you, how to be involved in NTC better. I think the Buddy Pilot Program had a first monitoring response of 25%, and of course that has been increasing in time, but we would like to know from you ideas how can this program be better, and what could we do to provide you with help and information regarding NTC. One of the possibilities we discussed on our NTC member session on ICAP-62 was the idea of groups instead of pairings. So, for example, cohorts for learning about 2016. But I'll be glad to listen to other ideas. And as I said, our agenda points are very much suggestions. We can go back to a few points and comment on them. We have already a few of our NCG reps here. So I will quickly do a roll call and ask. We also have NCG chair here for any updates from ICAP-62. Your ideas on preparation for changes in NTC Buddy Pilot Program, if you would have any suggestions. So I do not see any hands up. So I will start with our Vice Chair, Bruna. Would you like to comment on your report or any suggestions you may have for the Buddy Pilot Program? Thank you.
Good afternoon, everyone. This is Bruna Sanz for the record. So, yes, Bruna again. During the Panama meeting, we had a face-to-face members meeting, and we were discussing ways of improving the Buddy Mentor program. And some of the ideas would be to take on some of the onboarding materials. I guess Kathy and Louise suggested that at the meeting. To take on some of the onboarding materials to build up from there. Also, we did discuss the idea of the cohorts instead of this pairing between someone from the leadership and like 2 to 3 people, because we do understand that sometimes we can get caught up on other like responsibilities. So I had like a good impression on the cohorts idea, and also we also like invented the point of maybe trying to take on some more policy materials to the Buddy Mentor program. So This is something that should be like better developed, but the way forward would be to sort of like summarize our participation in public comments or have it better linked somewhere else. I know this is something that it's regarding NCSG and not NCSG especially, but we should do like maybe way forward would be to every single time that an NCSG member gets to help a public comment, we should try to do a blog post on that. So this is like some of the points which we would discuss. And we would very much welcome any feedback from you guys on that. So way forward for the 20 mentor program. What was nice, what worked, or what didn't work at all. So thank you very much.
Thank you, Bruna. So we have some ideas there to bring updates to our NCC website on policy. But I would really like to listen from you all on ideas we can improve our capacity building program and any updates you may have from your work related to N2C. So I'll now call on our reps. Elsa, I believe you are having trouble with your mic, right? Ines, would you like to share any reflections on Icon 62?
Hi, Renata. Thank you. This is Ines, for the record. Can you hear me?
Ines, we can hear you great. Thank you.
Okay, thank you. So on ICANN 62, it was, although it was a policy meeting, it wasn't really only rough policy. We had a great NCSG capacity building program, which we enjoyed very much, and which I introduced to NCSG Africa members before the meeting. Then we had the NCSG policy committee meetings that were really like very interesting, and we had lots of updates on public comments and all the issues that were going on. The NCSG at large outreach, which we have at almost every meeting, I presented opportunities at NCSG. Where I advanced a roadmap for newcomers on how to be active and effective, how to advance policy issues, start policy discussions, do some self-study and research. And I also suggested some areas to work on, like, for example, improving internal governance of NCSG, NCUC, and MPOC, working on procedures, making matters more transparent and accountable, and also penholding for public comment. Also, at our members' meeting, it was interesting to hear from our members, actually, who were there. And I'm looking forward to our next NCC Africa webinar, which we should have in the next 2 weeks. And I'm available for questions. Thank you.
Thank you, Ines. Everyone, you can send your questions also via the chat or raise your hand here on the Adobe. Marian will make sure your question is noted. So, Ines, our NCC Africa rep, thank you for your update on ICANN 62. And indeed, partners to also participate in your regional list and call, because that will help you create a group, probably a local group or a group of similar that you can exchange ideas on. So I will now add our representative on the PC, on the FC Tato. Would you like to, sorry, Inês, I see your hand. Is that a no then?
Yes, sorry, Renata, just a final thing. I just would like to add that on ICANN62 at the members' meeting, I had given myself an action item, is that to add translation and French translation to our Africa members' webinar. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Inês. That's good to know. So, folks, please mute your mic and not mute your microphone when not speaking. You can click on it. We're hearing some music on the background. So, if that's from you, please just click on the microphone to mute it. And so, can we go on to our updates from our representative on NCG? So, let's talk about the financial. Tato?
Are you there?
No, I don't
hear
us. Hi.
I hope you can hear me. Can you hear me? Hello?
Yes, please.
Hi, Tato. Yes, we can hear you.
Oh, thanks. So, hi, everyone. First of all, good evening, good morning. You know, as the finance committee representative of NCUC, this is my first call, like communicating with the general membership of NCUC about what we have been up to. So just to give a little bit of background in terms of what we've been up to for ICANN62, maybe some of you might remember that I was appointed to represent NCUC within the finance committee around February. So basically some of the activities that took place just after that appointment, it was basically the outreach that happened in ICANN61 and then started working on some annual budget requests for 2018, trying to analyze them and truly understand and see how I could add value to the non-commercial stakeholder group and also assist the constituencies themselves. So at that time, Sam Rafanko was the chair of the finance committee, who later resigned from that position of being a member completely of the finance committee. So there was a little bit of silence, not much activity, because now we did not have all the members present within the finance committee. Now, as from July, that's when Remy Nwege, who is a representative of NPOC, now was elected to represent them within the FC. So currently, we've been working on the operational procedures because we just had our first meeting online as the FC. So one of our action plans is to ensure that we start off by creating the guiding document that will guide the activities of the finance committee. And we are currently in the development stage whereby we are seeking for community input and comments. And we also understand that the finance committee has not that much been visible within NCSG. So it's when we are trying to actually like revise its existence, there might be some discomfort that might be happening within the community. But besides that, one of the issues that we have noted from the comments that have been coming in from the to the operational procedure that has been circulated on the mailing list, it's around the finance committee's access to constituency financial records, amongst other things. Opening of a bank account seems like there is contention around this particular two areas, and also the level of participation when looking at FC participation within ICANN meetings. And then another issue that is actually creating some disagreements is around the disbursements of funds in terms of how funds will be distributed by NCSG Executive Committee. So we are still in the early stages of the finance committee, But we are actually working hand in hand with the executive committee in everything that we do, and we share all the information with the community in all our processes as required by ICANN bylaws. So I don't know, maybe I can take questions if there are any questions in regards to the finance committee. Thanks, Renata.
Thanks, Brad. So, Bruno, I see you added the link there to the procedures. Everyone, it's really important that you become involved and comment on our governance and policy documents. I also think it's great that Dr. Brad, the main point he's expecting us to comment on. And I would ask everyone who has any other comments or suggestions to reach out to Sapu to know more the finance committee role and its ongoing process. We have already some comments here in the chat. So, Sato, from Peter, is there any intention to be raising funds for NCSD? And Perzone has wanted to apply for NCSD charter for members to review the operating procedures. Comments have to be resolved, SC. And then if consensus reach sent to NCSD for review and approval. So, this process is ongoing. Sato, would you like to
Maybe if I could start with Peter's question around raising funds for NCSG. Currently, as I've mentioned, but as the finance committee, we are actually trying to finalize the operational procedure and moving forward. Obviously, there are sources of revenue for the stakeholder group. Like be looking at what ICANN can provide, what PIR also provides, but we also need to scale up or maybe open up more opportunities by doing a lot of outreach to actually like getting to potential funders of the stakeholder group itself, amongst other things. But I think also if there is a way of creating a fundraising committee, that would assist a lot in terms of making sure that we are able to actually have enough time in terms of executing these roles and steps on the charter itself. Now I'm still coming to the other questions, but another thing that I wanted to also mention is that in terms of how the finance committee, the finances of NCSG have been operating, they've usually been kept by NCUC, and it seems like the operational procedure, we feel that it's guided by the charter itself. But in terms of what the finance committee is desiring to do in terms of implementing its, executing its roles and responsibilities as executed, as listed on the charter, is that we find ourselves in a position whereby we are pushed to actually not necessarily follow the charter itself. Because we feel that the charter has been there for about close to 7 years now. I think it was adopted in 2018. It's a long-standing document. I think it's a matter of us being able to be flexible and making sure that the finance committee, it does actually have a presence that it needs to have within the community to make sure that there is high levels of transparency in terms of financial accountability and transparency amongst other things. I hope I've answered your question, Peter. And then the second question, Renata.
Hi, so I think it's more if you want to address any other comments. Perzone is making comments here about the NCC procedures. Is there anything else you would like to highlight?
Yeah, basically, the operational procedures document that was circulated, that it was discussed by the finance committee, there are certain areas where we had agreed, we reached consensus, but there are certain areas also where we did not reach consensus. And that's where we see a lot of comments coming in. So we are aware about some of the concerns that are being raised by people who are commenting, as we have thought about them. So if we get enough or sufficient comments on the operational procedure, it will actually ease up our work as the Finance Committee, because now we're able to actually look at the views of the entire community in terms of how to make decisions that will also include them and actually make sure that everyone's decision is actually taken into consideration whenever a final decision is made. Obviously, the Executive Committee will be working with. But now, you see, there's also another issue that I want to also talk about, is the issue of access to financial records. Because when you look at the charter, it does talk about the NCSG Finance Committee being accountable financially in terms of what happens, the resources that have been provided to NCSG. But now we need to also find clarity when we, the Finance Committee, we providing this annual financial report, are they about the stakeholder group, about the constituency? So since the FC has not been so much operational, I think there's going to be a lot of engagement that's going to be needed moving forward. And then once it's able to like take off the ground, I think there will be less engagement that will be necessary. So I think the FC needs to be supported by the community so that everyone has closure and transparency in terms of what is happening within the stakeholder group itself. Yeah, I think other things, maybe for the next meeting we can talk further, maybe via mailing list. I'm always free and open to any member who wants to find out something about what you do or how they want to assist. Yeah, thanks so much.
Great. Thanks, Tato. And I think we have had a lot of comments about the FC committee procedures. And definitely there are many steps to move forward. Thanks for Peter, Bruce, Katrina, also for the comments in the chat. Should we now try and see if our DC reps can speak? Let's go by seniority. Pharrell, do you have your mic on?
Hello, can you hear me?
Yes.
Hello.
Hi, Pharrell. We can hear you.
Yes.
To know from you, what is the ongoing work on the policy committee of NCSG that NCSG members should be following, and comments that you would like us to highlight for us? Thank you.
Yes, actually, I think that the most important topic going on is about the EPDP, which is a expedited policy development process. And actually, the role of that is to deal with the ICANN board temporary specification to establish a requirement for how ICANN is and its contracted parties will continue to comply with existing ICANN contractual requirements and with community developed policies as they related to who is, while also complying with the European GDPR. So this introduced actually the question of EPDP. And recently, Rafik Damak and Fazane Badi, the NCSG Policy Committee Chair and the NCSG Chair, have shared many drafts regarding the charter of this EPDP working group that is about to be set up shortly. And also, there was recently a call for volunteer for that EPDP working group. If my memory serves well, we will have like six representatives within that group, and the workload is very high. So NCSG and NTUC members are encouraged to apply for such a position. However, they should keep in mind that there will be a lot of time commitment for this PDP. So if anybody would like to apply to be a member of this PDP working group, they should be aware that they will have to work hard and be available daily every week of the weekend. So I think this is the most important thing we need to highlight this those days regarding policy development. There are also many public comments pending for pen holder or volunteer to participate and to give some input. I think that we all have the NCUC mailing list archive to look for that. I will not come and list all of them, but if anybody would like to volunteer for drafting a public comment, don't hesitate to contact me directly or to write to the NCSD policy chair, Rafik Damak. And I would like to inform you that recently, at the end of May and beginning of June, there have been like adoption of a revised charter of the GNSO Standing Selection Committee. And there have been some improvement and finalization of the IGO and INGO access to curative rights protection mechanisms. And we also commented on the review of the Customer Standing Committee Charter. So actually, those are the most important things you need to know right now. And if there is anything you want to know, please, you can ask a question directly. There are some public commenting pending, as I said, mainly regarding the open data initiative data set and metadata, and proposed renew of the .coop sponsor registry agreement and many others. So I will not be longer. If you have any question, just go through and I will try to respond. Thank you very much for giving me the floor.
Thank you, Farrell. It's a very good update. Bruma, I see your hand up.
Thank you very much, Hanata. This is Bruma again for the record. Just to follow up on the policy committee. And just a quick note that we have an open comment period for the new detailed subsequent procedures. The report of the working group has just come out. It's a huge report, so far me and Elsa are the same holders for this one. And this is a public comment that in a working group that sets to rethink or improve the rules for new applications for detailed. So if anyone else is interested at this subject and wants to know a little bit more about it, I mean, you can just talk with me and Elsa. Also, I guess Farrell could be a good contact point for that, and also Rafik. So if you're interested on that and be willing to do so, we could really use an extra hand on this comment. Thank you.
Thank you, Bruna. I see Elsa's comment here that all the input we can get on the material is important. Elsa, we will go now to our other PC and to discuss. Before we have a question from Zhu Heng, you will see your hand down.
This is Johan for recording. Can you hear me? Okay. I want to make a comment about RPM. I'm not really familiar with the procedure of kind of NCUC comment. But I am in the RPM working group, so I guess I can do such a job to buy drafting or comment or something. I think maybe that's the way to work out for the situation. That's all.
Thank you, Zhu. That's great to know. RPM is a very important CDP, Renata, for the record. And I would invite you to see our list of public comments and find one that you would be interested in participating. Reach out to a policy committee representative. Our RPM is threat protection mechanism. So I will work in intellectual property area on the main dispute. And I see Peter has a question, Peter.
Hi. Hello, can you hear me? Hello? Okay. This is Peter for the record. As regard the EPDP, I could see that NCUC wasn't represented on the list. And I think I put it on the shelf and nobody is responding to it. So I want to know why NCUC wasn't represented, because I see a lot of BC constituency represented on the list. Thank you.
Thank you, Peter. Indeed, you said this comment via this chat. It's an important comment. Representation on ETPP is being discussed on the PC and CSG list. If we can have the link to the archives of the PC and CSG. I am not following closely the decisions of this, the representation on the PDB, but I, as always we do, our policy decisions at stakeholder group level, so I believe we will have our representatives appointed by 15 CSG. For Alan, see your hand up, so maybe you can clarify that, and also Claudio, if you would like to add anything to policy committee updates, would be great. So thank you, Peter, for the question. Peter, I believe this is a note 10, right? I'll let Pharrell add anything to this.
Hello again. I guess that you can hear me. Actually, I have raised my hand already to respond to this question. And I think Fazan Ebadi is also on the call. Maybe she can add something or clarify more as I will do. I think that in our case, all the work has been done at the stakeholder group. That means that it's the NCSG who conducted and who worked on the review of the whole process. And we will apply to appoint member as a NCSG, as a, the stakeholder group, but not specifically as constituency. But if we would like to work within our stakeholder group to have like three people from NTUC, three people for NPOC or whatever, I think that could be some discussion. But so far, there is no like that. Any member coming from NTUC or NPOC could apply for such a position. So we divide the seat per constituency within our stakeholder group, but we are just waiting for volunteers who have time, regardless of which constituency they're coming from, as long as they can participate effectively and efficiently within this EPDP working group, they can apply, and the policy committee will select people who met all the criteria that have been decided upon. And so that is all I can tell now, but I guess that Fazan Ebadi can give you more clarification if she is on the call and can talk about that. So that's all I have so far. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Pharrell. I've added another question for the chat. I think Peter also commented about the balance between, for example, NCC and VC representatives. So VC is a commercial stakeholder group, and the IPC, the intellectual property constituency, the business constituency, and the intellectual property constituency will have their participation on EDP as well, but GNSO should ascertain that balance between that commercial and non-commercial side on the working group. And for Zani, I see your hand up, so if you'd like to add more, or I could just know then, right?
Yes, thank you, Renata. Farzan Badi speaking. Peter, at NCHG, we have two constituencies, MCOS and NC. So, non-commercial stakeholder group, you know, the umbrella or the stakeholder group of these constituencies. And, the stakeholder group represents the constituency in that while it is not, while the number is not divided between the constituency representatives, any of the constituencies can apply to become a member of the EPDP. But the number is overall fixed, so we do not divide between the constituencies, the number, but the commercial stakeholder group does that. This is I think what you are raising was an issue that appeared in the beginning of the negotiations on the EPDP about the number of representatives of each stakeholder group. And the commercial stakeholder group had managed to bump the numbers up, and they wanted to have six, while at that time the non-commercial stakeholder group had only the original number of three. That we have fixed that with negotiations, and now we have equal number of representatives as the commercial stakeholder group, which is six each stakeholder group. Thank you.
Thank you, Farzana, for this comment and reply. Claudio Lucena, you have been less than a month, I think, on the policy committee, right? So if you would like to add anything about the a week and a half, okay. So if you would like to highlight any of the policy committee ongoing work that, on your view, you can give us your update now.
Hello, everybody, can you hear?
Yes.
All right. No, pretty much it's really been a week and a half since I have been added to the list. The rhythm of the EPDP development and document dynamic exchange has been really tough this last week. And my first call, in fact, my first policy committee call is going to be tomorrow, so I'm happy that Pharrell and Fazi were able to join and give you the clarifications about this obvious doubts that you have up until now, because really my first policy committee is going to be tomorrow. I can join you for more personal insights for the next, either for the next executive committee call, as you have a habit or a practice that you have started to establish today, and for other NCUC members call. But I would have something if you didn't think it would be too much off topic. We're a little bit out of working power in the civil society constituencies, and it's not the different this time. It seems that the tasks for this EPDP are going to be extremely, extremely time-consuming and demanding for members. And I have been approached in Panama by a fellow called Dusan Popovic, who has been a fellow, ICANN 58 fellow, when we started together. And as a matter of fact, he headed towards the same place I had been when I started, which was the Chilaca property constituency. And a year and something, a year and a half later, he approached me in Panama, mentioning that he might have made the wrong choice. His views of intellectual property and what intellectual property should represent in the DNS system were pretty much closer to the ones that Kathy Kleiman has been leading in NCUC. So he approached me with his perspective of making this strange but comprehensible move. He's in academia. He does not share what he thought that the values of IPC would be. And I think I approached a couple of you fellows in Panama during the meeting, but I would really like to share this other task with you here of a person who advising a person who is in the intellectual property constituency who doesn't seem to have his views shared by that constituency and who wants to make this strange yet comprehensible change. Looking forward to join us at NCSG or NCUC and a little bit unsure of how he should make his path back into a constituency that represents a little bit more the public interest. But apart from that, no other important thing other than what Pharrell and Farzi have shared with you.
Thank you, Claudio. That's very helpful. Indeed, the reason for the ECDP and other discussions in the GNSO may be hard to catch on for newcomers. So please, you're always free to reach out to our policy committee members. And about membership enrollment, Ruben indeed is someone who has spoke and NCUC members before, and I think in Copenhagen, his desire to change constituency. But we have NCSG EC as the representative responsible for approving new members. So we have to hand over their contact to him and hope that they can help him on this path moving forward. There is not really that's an independent process, and that's really nothing. On the ODI, Open Data Initiative, some comments on the chat here. We have a conference call, remind of CSD, and Shahu and Elsa also remind us that there are materials to comment on. So thank you very much, our policy committee representatives, for this update. And indeed, this is the idea that we keep in touch and listen to you on the work you are doing at stakeholder group level. If there are any comments or questions anyone wants to ask, Elsa, I do not know if you want to come into your mind. You had audio issues, right? So with any date from item 62, or you can just add it on the chat. I also see Claudio's comment that about bringing him over. It's a great idea, and I would recommend articulating with the EC and CSG representatives, Robin Gross and Monica Donnerud, for that, because we really have to move this that far. For Tony, see your hand.
Sorry, Maggie is speaking. I just wanted to make a clarification about our stakeholder group, the non-commercial stakeholder group. We primarily do policy at the stakeholder group level. This does not that the constituencies do not do policy. However, the avenue they use to represent the non-commercial interest is through NCSG, and it's through NCSG policy committee. And it's very important to know that if you are representing NCSG, you are representing your constituency. If you see that your so the name is not there, or only the name of the stakeholder group appears, it does not mean that your constituency views are not being represented. It merely means that we have consolidated the effort, and we use the NCSG process for talking about policy and making policy. But as I said, sometimes the constituencies want to do some additional comments, or have their own policy committee that helps the non-commercial stakeholder group policy committee and be active in policy. So just clarifying that if you see non-commercial stakeholder group anywhere, know that you are being represented. I don't know what happened. I don't hear anything. Is it me or? But I think someone. I think Renata went offline. Bruna, do you want to take over until Renata?
Oh, I was sorry. I didn't do the mic unmute button. Can you hear me now? Okay. I was just saying that. Thanks, Farzana, for this addition. We are close to the end of our call. So just to make a quick recap on what we spoke today. We have upcoming set of guidelines for the PCMCC to be done by our EC and sent to you for comments. Our representatives at Finance Committee, Policy Committee, have brought some news to you as well. So, financial committee procedures to comment on, and from the policy committee, do take a look at the public comments and the EPDP process and calls, and the ODI initiative. Also, Peter sent here a comment on the review for security advisory committee. Thank you, Peter. We have upcoming elections on NCC in August. That's the last week of August. We will share our timeline. If you're interested in participating, give a statement of interest, so on and so on. We also are doing changes to NCC as a sitting program. We have some suggestions of physical hurt. Anyone has any other business they would like to cover? I would take advantage, Shahu, that you're here. Could we think about another edition of Ask NCC for the beginning of August? Sorry, I'm muted now. So great. I see Claudia's response. That it would be a good idea. Okay, great. Everyone who is contributing to NCC on Twitter, we have a series of Twitter interviews called Ask NCC, and these are times when we highlight important themes for our community and how you can be involved in them. So I think it is pretty clear here that EPDC has got a lot of attention. I think that would be a good suggestion for next week, but if you have any other suggestions, don't I see your hand up, or was it up? If you would like to jump in with any suggestions, let me know. So in the beginning of August, we'll have Ask NCC, and the first suggestion of theme by me is the PDP, Expedited Policy Development Process. Who should be our guest? First, anybody has already been our guest. Rafik Damak has already been our guest. Kathy Kleiman. Is there any suggestion you would like to make? Okay. I am reading the chat here with some expression compliments for SNCC. That's great to know, everyone. And know that you can suggest anytime themes or guests to us to have this activity ongoing. Sorry. I lost a lot of the chat here. I see that Robin Tatiana, Farajdi, our reps at EPDP. So there you go. We have a lot of suggestions over there. Of course, we are all volunteers, so we need to contact people for their availability. And our brilliant offer of this project, Shahu, and anyone who would like to help us moderate Twitter interviews, contact us, and we'll make it happen. And last but not least, we have 3 minutes. So we have another question. Ask NCC during the Barcelona meeting also. We could possibly do another one, so we have to think of another theme. So the Ask NCC for the beginning of August, EPDP, Robin Narsatiana. Ask NCC during the Barcelona meeting. We have to think of another theme and other guests. So it's open right there. And all our previous Ask NCC are on NCC Twitter moments. So you can get a summary of all the conversations that happened there. And on the item changes to our NCC Buddy Pilot program, this program also restarts in August. So I'll be sending the suggestions we had here so far and hope you can send more more soon. Yeah, thank you, Cheryl, for this idea of a blog post in the AP edition. And we always welcome your suggestions of blog posts and projects for NCC to carry on so that we have you more involved in policy. So 1 minute to go. I don't see any hands or comments anymore that I haven't addressed. Thank you, everyone, for this call. And Marion, I guess we can officially adjourn the call.
Thank you very much, Renata. Thank you, everyone, for joining the call. Good day.